Came out right away, first shift with some energy, some early goals created by guys doing the hard things, like going to the net when there's a lot of traffic. And, you know, that worked out quite well for us tonight. So I say we got to keep doing what we're doing right now.
Great start. Scored in your first two shots of the game. Let's get to that. And like you mentioned it, going hard to the net. You saw Ty Amonte fly down the left wing, Nick Jones going down the middle, tipping in a pass. See a lot of goals tonight, kind of hard to the net, you know, hard-nosed hockey. Nice goals, not necessarily those highlight reel sexy ones, but goals that make coaches happy.
Absolutely. You know, they all count the exact same. Quite frankly, I don't care how it goes in. I don't care if it goes off a shin pad or if it's, a toe drag around a defenseman. And, you know, Jones proved that on the second one, just going hard to the net there, getting a good pass from Platt, getting a piece of it, and it finds the back of the net. And, scoring on your first two shots, it doesn't happen often. So when you get that nice two-goal cushion early in the game, you can kind of ride it out. And, we didn't have the best last 15 minutes, I'd say, of the first period. I didn't get many shots on net. We were definitely outplayed in that period, but they responded quite well in the second, and the third period was ours as well.
Seemed like you did a good job, and most of the night, when it came to chance, to keeping West Kelowna to the outside.
Absolutely. You know, you're always going to give up shots. That's just how hockey works. But, when you keep them to the perimeter and they're not the best high-percentage shots, you know, you're going to have a pretty good night. With the goaltender like Matt Robson, if he can see it, he's going to stop it. They didn't get much traffic either in front of him. So, you know, he had a pretty good night in the crease there, and, he earned his shutout.
Four straight wins now for the V's. Kind of lost in the shuffle with all the, you know, drama in this game and the goals and the emotions as well. What are you seeing from your team the last couple weeks now in February? Because it seems like a 180 from what we saw in January.
You know, the guys are just really buying into the system, what we've been preaching since day one, and, you know, it's really starting to pay out, and they're a tight-knit group, and they really care about each other, and they're willing to bleed for each other, as you saw tonight. And I really think we're paying attention to the details, we're playing simple, and we're moving the puck quick, and we're playing with pace. And when we dictate the pace of the play, we have success. We've figured that out, and we just need to keep doing it night in and night out.